This is Sean Kirker with Voices Levon, and I'm speaking with Paul Barron. Paul just kind of did his overview of life. He is a Hall of Fame for basketball at Ohio University. What year was that?
I was inducted into the Ohio University Hall of Fame in 2004.
And you also have been in insurance pretty much your entire career?
Yep. When I graduated in college in 1986, I went right into the insurance industry, and I've been in it ever since.
So you've shown interest in being able to help us grow and becoming one of our story guides for very unique people, or even coaches, people in the sports world, business leaders. What's kind of some of your motivation on why you'd like to this to be an aspect of your life?
Well, I got my degree while I was at Ohio University in business marketing, and I just see this as a great marketing tool for businesses, for telling stories of people's lives, and just memories in general. Life is all about memories and relationships, and this is a really, really smooth, professional way to get people's stories out there in a professional manner to help them not only grow their businesses, but to tell their life story. Everybody loves to talk, and everybody loves to tell their story, and this kind of puts it in a place where anybody can have access to it that they want to have access to. So it's a really phenomenal idea that you came up with, and I'm looking forward to sharing this with many, many coaches, basketball coaches, synchronized swimming coaches that I've come to meet while my daughter was at Ohio State University. My daughter works for the Ohio Agriculture, a nonprofit organization in Columbus, Ohio. I see where this can help them, and they're growing their nonprofit business. And there's just so many different areas where it's really done. You've done a heck of a job in making it so professional that people can just grow their businesses, tell their stories, and everybody can come away a much better person.
Well, I appreciate it. So, and just to kind of clarify, part of our functional model of when we're interviewing is in segments, and being able to access those segments and share them for specific scenarios. If it's accessing the segments of someone's life by topics and having deeper questions, or the segments of a business, or the history of the business, or even client testimonials, and like with the nonprofit, we can even create their own promo code. So if anybody from the organization wants to have life interviews done, or appreciation messages for their spouse, or for other people in their family, we're going to be able to track it back to them, be able to help kind of create the fundraising. And something I'm really excited about with you being involved is the fact that there's a lot of great sports stories that the media spins, and the actual player doesn't get to say their side of it. And even if it is, it's in a short fashion, maybe at the locker rooms after, you know, the game's over or whatnot. But I think to hear, you know, when this play happened and we hit the shot at this situation or whatever it is, from the individual players and coaches' point of view, those moments that were monumental in their careers, I think that's going to be so great, especially if the teams want to build somewhat of a story archive on their own website from the players telling their stories. I think that for alumni groups or whatever it is, I think that could be very, very, very powerful. What do you think about that specific aspect?
Well, I see that being a really, really big part of what this company can do for folks. I've got two nephews that play professional basketball overseas. Jimmy, who's 33 years old, he's my godson. He's been over there for 10 years. And then Billy, his brother, he's been over there for 3 years, and he just won the Euro Cup and was MVP. And just by using this, they can tell their story as they go from country to country. Jimmy's played in Russia, Italy, Spain, and Turkey, and they also played together in Belgium on the same team. I mean, if they can go back and just tell the stories and put it up in the cloud and make sure that people can know it, it can not only be helpful for them, but their agents that they have can tell the story to the recruits that they're trying to recruit to go and help them go overseas to play basketball and to grow their families and see the world and just have a good time. Also, my brother Jimmy coached Division I for 29 years. He coached at St. Bonaventure. He coached at St. Francis. He was at University of Rhode Island, and he was at Canisius College. And of the 29 years, he's had all these kids that have graduated. 100% of everyone he recruited graduated from college, so he mentors these kids. And he could just tell a life story if he had this going back 29 years ago and just documented year after year after year what he was able to do with certain player. That's just a great thing when he finally retired 2 years ago that he can go back and just visit that and just remember that kid that he first recruited. Who was his first recruit at St. Francis of Pennsylvania? There's so many ideas that you can come up with this, and I see it just being a positive, positive thing for everybody to really make them feel good about themselves and about their profession and doing it the right way. We hear a lot of negative stuff going on in the NCAA and basketball. Well, this is a positive, and we tell a lot of positive stories, and people can learn from those stories.
Yeah, and I think that part of our advantage is we can also do this over the phone. So, you know, if it's in their face and or if it's over the phone, we can capture multiple people that knew that coach.
Exactly.
And get all their favorite memories so the coach can feel great even though they're retired.
Exactly. My brother makes a point of it that every year at the Final Four, he invites previous coaches that coached under him and actually some of the coaches that were coaching under him for that year. He has a dinner that him and his very close friend Brian Reynolds, who lives in Atlanta, Georgia, they sponsor it, and they bring in the coaches and the coaches' significant other and take them to a dinner, and they just sit around and laugh about old times and good times and all the things that went on with those coaches, whether it was a year ago, whether it was 10 years ago, whether it was 25 years ago. And it's just a nice thing to bring everybody back together. And he takes them out to a really nice dinner, whether it be a Ruth Chris or a Morton Steakhouse, so on and so forth. And it would be a great thing to have some of these coaches do a roast on some of the great stories that Jim Barron, as a head coach, he probably forgot about, because when the time comes where there's a lot of things going on in the game, he doesn't even remember some of the stuff, and these coaches can bring it back and put it in a live voice feed.
Well, I really appreciate you being a part of our team, and I look forward to seeing how we can capture a lot of sports and leaders' memories in the business community locally and around the country just from your network. And I appreciate you as a person. I'm glad you're passionate about this, and I'm glad you're aboard.
I'm happy to be here. I'm looking forward to it.
Right on.